This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Haffel. A more than $40 billion state budget proposal is on its way to the Senate after passing the Colorado House yesterday. Before the vote, Republicans like Representative Ken DeGraff of Colorado Springs complained about the growth in spending, much of it coming from health care costs.
This body needs to rein in its spending.
Representative Shannon Byrd is a Democrat from Westminster and vice chair of the state's budget writing committee. She says they created a balanced budget that invests heavily in children and education. If anything, she says,
we weren't able to do everything.
The budget fully funds K-12 education and increases money for higher education and the amount spent on school lunches. Meanwhile, Colorado's foster care youth will soon have their specific rights and freedoms spelled out in state law. CPR's Jenny Brandine has more.
Colorado law already gave foster youth certain protections, but there were problems. A state bill would turn those protections, plus additional ones, into rights. Bill sponsor Senator Daphna Michelson-Janay.
The bill then also ensures that all foster youth get notice of these rights and provides an enforcement mechanism for youth when those rights are not being observed.
Rights include freedom from discrimination and harassment, access to basic care, education, and freedom of gender, cultural, and religious expression. Jenny Brandine, CPR News.
Troopers gave out almost 16,000 tickets in 2023 to distracted drivers. That's according to the Colorado State Patrol. The lion's share of those tickets were given to people in their 20s, and 30-somethings weren't far behind. Almost half of the citations were for people with interior distractions, mostly on their phones. Inattention to the road can come in many forms, though, state officials say. 50 to 59-year-olds received the fewest distracted driving tickets in 2023. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 2:06.